Okay, good evening, Rabbi Osei. It's nice to see a number of new people who are joining us this evening. Hope you enjoy. Certainly enjoy the Kugel Chant and hopefully the Torah as well. Tonight's topic is a standalone topic, so even if you weren't here last week, that's fine. At its very, very Nogei L'Maisa, but it's more than Nogei L'Maisa in both extremes of the year. This time when it's cold, what are the halachas of asking Goy to turn on the heat? And of course, what some of us might feel is even more of an important thing to ask the guy to turn on the air conditioning when it's hot during the summer. Now, the word that we banty about and think everything goes because Hakol Chol Meitz Latzina, which we'll talk about more about Richos, we'll see is an overused, inappropriate adulteration of halacha. But that is the phrase that we all assume, we all might have heard, that Hakol Cholim Eitzel Hakar. Everybody is considered sick when it comes to cold weather. Everybody is considered sick when it comes to tzina, cold weather. That's the lashon, which we'll see, but we'll see there are parameters when and where and why. Now, before we begin talking halacha l'maisa in terms of what we have in Chazal and in the Rishonim, and of course halacha l'maisa, I want to share with you a fascinating bit of history that is very unusual. When I found it, I said, let me put it on the sheets, just because it's the history is a fascinating thing. The proof of the Yavetz is not a very strong proof, but he's convinced that it's a very strong proof. Says the Yavetz, the halacha is that, there's a Mishnah that says that in the Beis HaMikdash, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would not light a fire in the area of the Beis HaMikdash where they had a fire. They wouldn't light a fire. So in the first source, B'Shabbos Lahutar wasn't permitted Lahavir Eish Beveis Hamoked, in the fire room, the furnace room, the boiler room, whatever you call it. Says the Ayah, that's what the Mishnah says. Now if I read the Mishnah, you read the Mishnah, you'd assume, okay, so they didn't have fire on Shabbos. Says the Ayavitz, Yaakov Emden, Pashut Shahayum Avirin Ayude Nachri. It's clear to me that even though the Mishnah says they didn't have a fire there, that just means that Jews wouldn't ignite the fire. But it's clear that they had a Shabbos guy, working in the Beis HaMikdash. So this, Rabbi Osei, is the earliest source, as far as I know, of a Shabbos guy who's mamish set up, arranged, mitchila, hired to do the malacha on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash.
A guy can go into the Beis HaMikdash.
We'll see that in a moment. The chesio shebeis hamokod hoyibani b'chol. That's the answer to your question. The Beis HaMokah, that furnace room, that boiler room, was halfway in the Chol, halfway in the Kodesh, and therefore he suggests to Rav Yaakov Emden that the guy would stand in that permitted part, as you pointed out, and he wouldn't violate whatever the Isser of entering the deeper part of the Beis HaMikdash where a guy is off limits. That's what he says in the next line. Now, that's the first thing that he suggests. And then he adds, also to answer your question, how could a guy go into the Beis HaMikdash, in the second paragraph, this is the Shailas Yavitz and Chelik Beis Siman Yud Zayin. Ein kavanasi davka lahavir. I don't really mean necessarily that the ones who lit the fire were nachrim gemurim, total gayim. Ella, look at this next point. Ayidei nachri shekibel of Zayin mitzvos, otherwise known as a ger toshav. And the halacha is that the ger toshav is not bound by the certain rabbinic prohibitions of entering deeper into the Beis HaMikdash. Gertosha was not bound by those limitations. So therefore, Rav Yaakov Emden has two suggestions. Firstly, the Beis HaMokad was halfway in the Chol. Secondly, maybe we're talking about Gertoshavs who are permitted to at least enter certain areas, and therefore they would be able to light the fires.
In the Beis
HaMikdash
itself.
What you have here is a source. Again, it's not an early source. It's the Ibis is just convinced. The way he writes in the rest of the Tshuva is like, it can't be otherwise. Otherwise, they'd freeze. How could it be in the winter? They don't have heating with their, remember, the Kohanim have to work barefoot on marble or whatever stone floor is. If you're walking barefoot on stone floors, you're going to freeze. And he said that there has to be, you had to have something on Shabbos. So he's coming only mikach hasvara. He doesn't cite a source in Chazal that we have a historical source that we know, that the Goyim lit fires in the basement, but he's just convinced that it had to be, and he works out all the details, how to work out the Goyim in the basement issue. Yeah.
It's just a complete aside, not to do about it, just what they do when snow.
No, all week long they had fire. The question is, what about on Shabbos?
No, I'd say Shabbos, it snowed, make it more warm.
Yeah. The floors were heated. They had heated floors in the Beis HaMikdash. They had pipes underneath the floors, underneath the stone. And that was 6 days a week. And the Yavetz is Mechadish, that was even a seventh day a week. Even on Shabbos, they had it just with a guy lighting the fires. Fascinating historical, yeah. Yeah, that's he's just assuming. Right. So, yeah. So, my father told me that when he was in Chevron Geula in 1956, 57, 58, he lived in Mea Shearim, and he boarded by the daughter, or the granddaughter, I think the daughter of Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. And he said that in Mea Shearim in the 50s, there was a person who was hired, in Mea Shearim who was hired as the professional Shabbos guy. It was a parnasa. It's not just like, you know, you knock on the guy next door, or you ask the individual who might be a caretaker, a cleaning lady or something. No, there's a professional Shabbos guy, and you know, he was paid by the Badats or whoever it was, the centralized community fund, and he was paid as to be the Shabbos guy, because you can imagine, Mei Sharm, if there are no goyim around and something happens, Chas V'Shalom, that you need a guy, for which you need a guy, it would be devastating if there wouldn't be. So it was in everybody's interest that was how it was in the 50s. Here you have the source for that in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now we can start the sugya. The sugya starts with one line in Maseches Pesachim, which we're going to not take literally, or let me rephrase that. We'll take it literally, but we're going to expand it a very far expansion. That's going to allow us to discuss heating. The structure of tonight's shiur is going to be the first half is going to be earlier sources, Rishonim primarily, talking about turning on heating during the winter. Once we figure out the halacha for heating, then we could talk about modern opinions of how to apply that or not apply that, whatever coolers we might find for heating, could that be applied to air conditioning as well. One more caveat. I'm not talking tonight at all about a community, a shul, a beis medrash. There are other considerations when you deal about it with a tzibur that might not apply, that might be more kal than regular halachas of Amir L'Nachri. There's a separate set of halachas that apply to tzibur, makom mitzvah. Now we're talking about a regular person in their own house, under normal circumstances, not a shul or a beis medrash. So keep that in mind. Let's begin. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Samach Tesam Aleph says the following. There's a Gemara that's talking about whether they would wash the katan before the mila, not after the mila, they would wash the katan before the mila somehow to give him strength. The Gemara says, Hakol cholin hein etzel mila. Echad katan bari ve'echad katan chola. Meaning, even if you have a healthy child, we assume that if he wasn't washed, as Rashi points out, if he wasn't washed before the mila, then he's in a state of being unhealthy. And as being unhealthy, what could you do for a katan? Halach is Amir L'Nachri is permitted for a tzorech of a chola, even if it's she'ein bo sakana. This is my very first shaila that I ever got as a rav, was this shaila. I started my position, not in this shul, but in my previous shul in Washington Heights. My position began on Yom Kippur. So, Erev Yom Kippur, as I was walking into Tefillah Zaka, it was about 15 minutes before Shkia of my first, I was about to speak for the first time in that position. A lady walking up, those who know the building, the Schoenstein building in Washington Heights, it has very high steps. They're probably not, they would never be, because it's not a very old building, 80-year-old building, and the steps, the what do you call it, the height of the steps are about an inch or two higher than they should be. Instead of a step being 6 inches for each step, it's like 7 or 8 inches. So a lady, you know, was walking up the steps, twisted her ankle. So now she had to be driven home, hospital, and it was Yom Kippur was starting. The question is, what does she have? She's not a chola sheyesh bo sakana. Again, the doctors might say that a simple fracture could turn into a compound fracture, that could pierce, that could be very risky for infection, but without that, it was a twisted ankle. Let's assume there's no fracture. So she hurt her ankle. Could you have a guy drive her home? So I remember, I think I ran over, Baruch Hashem, I think Rav Schechter, I don't remember if I answered on the spot, or I ran over to Rav Schechter, who was in the other base medrash, and I quickly asked him, he said, Well, a cholish ein bo sakana is somebody who's not functioning properly. Someone with a twisted leg, right? Nafal mishkav, which the poskim use, somebody who's in bed. It doesn't just mean they're in bed because they have a headache. It means they're not able to function normally. Somebody who's a twisted ankle and can't walk, and she couldn't, is not functioning normally. And there is a din of a cholish ein bo sakana. Ein bo sakana, and the halacha is
how people to get down the same step.
Some people have to help them down. So cholish ein bo sakana, you could have a guy. Yeah. They could walk with somebody helping them. So cholish ein bo sakana, you could ask a guy. So we were able to ask a guy to drive them home on Shabbat, on Yom Kippur, because cholish ein bo sakana, you're allowed to ask a guy to do whatever you need for a chole. And that halacha of a chole she'ein bo sakana is going to come into play throughout the whole shiur. So let us begin with this line that we saw by Mila. Let's see how it's going to be extended soon. Says the Mordechai, and this is the first source, the earliest source, to discuss heating on Shabbos. Well, I mean, except he quotes the Sefer Truma. Says the Mordechai, quoting the Sefer Truma, Rabbeinu Yom Tiv Kasav, Mina Urai Hayisi Mishtomeim. I always wondered, Al Ha'ostrim L'Hischamim Kenegin Meduros Hanachrim. I always wondered why there were people who didn't want to get warmed up by the furnaces that the Goyim had lit, had kindled on Shabbos. After all, I saw some great tzaddikim. Kiroisi Abba Mari, Rabbeinu Meshulam, Shoyu Prushim. They were great tzaddikim, and they would warm themselves up by the fire that the Goyim made. Mischamim. Why did it seem that they allowed themselves to warm up by the heat of that Goyim lit on Shabbos? V'taima, k'da'amr ba'alma, just like it says, like we saw in the Gemara in Pesachim, in source number 2, ha'kol chol ha'meitzel mila, v'chein, now he's creating a new phrase that was never been seen before in history, ha'kol chol ha'meitzel ha'kar. This is the mantra of tonight's shir. People, when it comes to cold, everybody has a din of a chola. Well, if everybody has a din of a chola, we just said that for a chola, you're allowed to ask a guy to do malacha. Directly. No rama, no ramazim, not hinting directly. Ask a guy, turn on the light for the chola. Drive me for a chola. Drive him for the chola. So therefore, if when it comes to cold, getting colds, getting pneumonia, chas v'shalom, bronchitis, everyone's sick when it comes to risking cold, and therefore you could have every person has a din of a chola when it comes to cold, and you could tell a guy to do malacha directly, turn up the heat. Better yet, turn on the heat. Light a fire for me so I can be warm. Because of this chiddush of hakol cholim eitzel hakar. Now, that's one svara, which of course is not really... We're dealing with an issur d'rabbanan of asking a guy. We're not, of course, saying that a Jew is allowed to do this. There's no sakana involved. You're asking a guy to do it. For a guy, Amir Lanachri, halacha is set in, and therefore we have this kula of a chola, and therefore if every person regarding kor is a chola, you have a heter of Amir Lanachri. Kaz Gemara Ksuvah, Stav Samach.
According to him, you don't have to try anything different, extra clothing, before they even attempt to do something like that.
Hold your question five, 4 minutes. Hold your question. We'll see the parameters of... right, if you just read these words, it sounds like, oh, cold, just talk to Goyim and tell him what you want. But we'll see, it's going to get a little more sophisticated. Comes Gemara in Ksuvis and shows us that there's some more tzad lahako besides this svar. Maybe another svar. Gemara in Ksuvis, Samach Amar Aleph, says that goneach yonek cholav b'shabbos. Somebody who is not feeling well, who's sick, is allowed to violate the isra of my time. A mefarik violate the isra of dash to suckle is to extract liquid from a solid, to extract the milk from where the milk is sourced, which would be, I mean, we allow it for a baby, of course, but for an adult, that would be an isra, presumably doraisa, right? Yet we allow it for a sick person. My time, why is it we allowing a sick adult to violate an isra doraisa of mefarik? And says the Gemara, Yonek, if somebody suckles, Mefarek kal achayad. That's being dash, that's being Mefarek, that's removing the liquid from the solid in an indirect way. You're not doing it with regular tools the way you would normally do it in industry. Rather, it's an unusual way to get liquid out of a solid by suckling. Ubumakom tsaira lo gazru rabbanon. Okay. Now this, We never mentioned in the context of heat or cold. It's just a halacha. A halacha that we're familiar with many, from many areas in Shas, not just Hilchas Shabbos. But if there's something that's only in the Siddur Rabbanan, b'makom tzar lo gozer Rabbanan. This is the source for b'makom tzar lo gozer Rabbanan. So the question is, could we apply that as another reason to be matir? Maybe when it's cold, am b'makom tzar. And if there's no b'makom tzar, so there's no issur d'rabbanan. The Rabbanan never said there are halachas. There's no din of amir l'nachri. There's no issur amir l'nachri if somebody's b'tzar. Fine. Let's now go to the Hagos Mordechai. Previously we had the Mordechai. The Mordechai was the Rebbe of the Maharam Rotenberg or the Talmud of the Maharam Rotenberg? One of the two. What? The Mordechai was the Talmud of the Maharam Rotenberg or the Rebbe? I don't remember. Comes the Hagos Mordechai, who is not the same person. He was, a Talmud of the Mordechai, who lived a good number of decades, if not more than that, after the Mordechai. And he says, makes the same point, but he fleshes out a little bit more. Says the Mordechai, Hagos Mordechai in Masechet Shabbos. Let's go to the second paragraph. He quotes the story that the Mordechai told us, that my Rebbe, right, my Rebbe Yontov wrote this story that I always remember, my tzaddik father and the great tzaddikim would warm themselves up because of this svar of Hakol Chol Meitz L'Hamila. Says the Hagos Mordechai, underline line in source number 7, Vim ein mamish cholim, even if they're not mamish a chola, come on, just because it's cold outside, all of a sudden you have a din of a chola. Come on, give me a break. Sometimes we've had babysitters in the course of our child-rearing years that whenever it's, especially the ones that come from warmer climates, whenever it's below, 60 degrees, they don't want to take the kids to the park. My wife's from Toronto. So it's like, there are no icicles hanging off your nose. Take the kids to the park. The kids enjoy being outside, being on the slide, being on the swings. You don't stay inside all day. Baby's stuck inside all day for week after week. It's take them outside to the park. No, it's less, it's 58 degrees. I can't go outside. So that's what the Gos Mordechai says. You're not a chola. Come on. Nevertheless, says the Gos Mordechai, v'im ein mamish cholim, nevertheless, mitztarin hein l'chol hapachos. How does that help me? That we're mitztar, somebody who's cold will be mitztar. Because we just saw together in the Gemara in Ksuvis, what did we just see? Vamrinon goneach, somebody who's not comfortable, yonek chola b'shabbos. Afal gavdu mefarei kol achayadhu. Why? Because b'makom tzar lo gozer b'rabban in the next line. Similarly here, he's suggesting a new kula. Besides this din of chola she'ein bo sakana that you're allowed to tell a guy, he's saying now, even if a person doesn't have a din of a chola, even if there's just tsar, tsar itself would click in what din? The din that lo gozer be rabbanon. And since we makom tsar lo gozer be rabbanon, we would allow telling a guy to get you out of that tsar and to warm the house up.
You have to really wait till it's cold,
because
there's no tsar yet.
Baruch Shekivanta to the next paragraph, or maybe the second paragraph. But we'll see exactly what you're saying. Yes, we're going to see your point in a few paragraphs. Hold on. Good question. Not sure. Now, fine. Then he brings another svara. If you go back to please look at source number 5. Source number 5 talked about something that we sort of introduced the discussion with. Yuma is, of course, a masechet about Yom Kippur. Yes, sir? Sheets right over there. Yuma is a masechet about Yom Kippur. Who did the avodah on Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol. Doesn't matter how old he was, he had to do it. So what happens if you have a Kohen Gadol who happens to be a 90-year-old person who can't deal with the cold? I mean, Yom Kippur is not such a cold day. But if he's an istanist, says the Mishnah in Yom Kippur, Imhaya, yes, we spoke about, yes. Imhaya kohen gadol zakeh istanist, mechamin lo chamin, umatil esochat sonein. When he had to go into the mikvah, forget about the floors that we talked about earlier, but what about the mikvah? He has to go to the mikvah how many times in Yom Kippur? He changes his clothes 5 times and he goes into the mikvah before and after each one. So 10 times, I think, right? So he it's only Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? So only when he changes from... Okay, either way, it's cold water. What do you do if it's cold water? So they would permit pouring hot water into the cold water. Says the Gemara, commenting on that Mishnah in source number 6, they would warm up these rods of Barzel, and they would put it into the cold water. What happens when you take a warm water? What is that called in English? That's called a radiator. That's called a heated pool. If you go to the mikveh next time, you'll see there are rods that are heated, and they're inside the water. That's called a heated pool. That's how they heat up our mikvahs nowadays also, except now they don't stick rods, you know, they don't have movable rods. They have rods that are built into the wall. That's the heated mikveh. Ask the Gemara, wait a second. But if you have metal that's heated up, and then you put it in cold water, what does that do? That forges the metal. That's mitzarif. That's an isadaraisa. So how are you don't want your poor little kohen gadol to be cold, and when he goes to the mikvah, you're violating an isadaraisa. V'halo mitzarif, asks the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Amr of Bibi. One answer that no, it's not enough of a, it's not either hot enough or cold enough water to actually forge the metal and to make the metal strong. Abai Omar, no, even if it does violate an isadaraisa, you know what? Dovash ein miskavin mutter. That wasn't your intention. What he means to say, it's asur d'rabbanan. Wait a second. But if it's asur d'rabbanan, it's still asur. So you could say two things. You could say it's asur d'rabbanan, but it's in the base of Mikdash. Or you could say b'makom tsar. But wait, is this tsar? Why doesn't he want to go into the mikveh? Exactly. Is istinus the same as tsar? Tsar means everybody would be uncommon, would be everybody. Everybody hates it. Istinus means everybody's fine. This is, we're talking about Yom Kippur in Yerushalayim. We're talking about September in Yerushalayim. Not so terrible. But it's an istinus. So you're allowed to do an isad rabbanu because this guy's an istinus? You see from this Gemara. That's the chiddush that we're about to read right now. Look at the top line on source number 2. Is mechadesh the hagos Mordechai hakol istinisin eitzel hakor umutul ischamem. Page number 2, the top of the second page. Sorry, it's not source number 2, page number 2. He's mechadish from the Gemara that we just saw, that even though there's no tzar, we can't call this a tzar, because it's not shavu l'chol nefesh, it's just this kohen gadol happens to be zakein, happens to be an istinus. But if he's cold, we'll allow an isur d'rabbanan. So too, if we'll allow the isur d'rabbanan of putting metal rods into the cold water, even though they end up getting forged, but that wasn't what we intended, so it's only an isur d'rabbanan. But if we allow that isur d'rabbanan, we could also allow an isur d'rabbanan of Amir al-Nakhri to turn on the heat. And look at the conclusion, the last four words. The last four words of the Hagos Mordechai, V'yechelki, my lot should be with who? Mehamischamimim, v'lo mehaprushim. Mehaparshim. From those who do warm themselves on Shabbos and rely on his leniency, and not from those great tzaddikim who stay away. So he's saying that, he's certainly saying that it's mutter to ask a guy to turn on the heat. Now, we're going to have the point Rabbi Friedman made. Until now, we said that it's mutter, it seems. We have numerous reasons. We have, first of all, because this chiddush called hakol cholim. Then we had a chiddush called tsar. Then we had a chiddush called istinus. We had 3 different svaras to make it mutter. Comes the Beis Yosef, and he says, yeah, medina, it should be mutter. Meikar hadin, you should be allowed to tell a guy to turn on the heat on Shabbos. Ella, says the Beis Yosef in the second line of source number 8 in Siman Reish Ayin Vav, Shebemakom Shenagu Iser. I'm sorry, Dimedina Shari Ella Shebemakom Shenagu Iser. Ta ta ta. Meaning there were places that had a minhag not to do this, not to rely, not to ask Gayev to turn on the heat. And then there are other places I underline the Bemakom Shelonagu Bo Iser. They would warm themselves up. In other words, there are different locations with different minhagim. All the coolers that we suggested, which are all chidushim of the Rishonim, that allow you to tell a guy to turn on the heat, there are those, some places follow those coolers. And you know what? Other places don't. So what do we have here? We have something that Mekar Hadin is mutter, And then we have a machlokas of regions. Some places have a minhag to not ask a guy to turn on the heat. Other places don't have that minhag. So what do you do? How do you deal with that? You just have to figure out what your minhag and your location are. So what's our location in Lawrence? What's our minhag in this area? That we tell go, we warm up from heat, from Gaim's heat, turning on the heat, or we don't? Well, you know what would make the most sense? Says the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef cites in the next paragraph of source number 8, Rabbi Yerucham, who gives you a very good parameter to figure out what minhag you should follow. V'cheinir eli, ba'osam arato, she'en karos kolkach, she'oser. When should we, what minhag should you follow? It depends how cold it is where you live. If you live in a land that is not so cold, if you live in a Mediterranean country where it's not so cold, so you should follow those on Noheg the Isser not to tell a guy to light a fire on Shabbos. And if you live in a place where it's freezing, you live in, last week we spoke about Slutsk. Right in the Drasha, we mentioned Slutsk in the Drasha, where it was -7 degrees, you know, last week, in Slutsk in Belarus. So there, then you should follow the minhag that you do allow a guy to turn on the heat. And the dot, dot, dot. And now he clarifies even another point. What about in a really cold place like Belarus? Let's say here. Let's say you're from Los Angeles, so New York is definitely freezing. Let's say New York is a freezing place, right? It could be 20 degrees on a Shabbos. But what happens if it's a day like today, where it's 55 degrees outside, 50 degrees? It's the winter. I want heat on. I like it at 70. Look at the next. This next line is going to be the linchpin. Second paragraph of source number 8. In the middle of the paragraph, Upashut da'afilu ba'aratzos hakaros biyoser. Even in the coldest, in Siberia, the coldest countries, im ein kor gadol biyom haShabbos, if it's not very cold that Saturday, sha'aser. Why? Look at what he adds. Kemen she'enam cholim eitzel hakar, ba'oso yom. We're not dealing with black and white. It's not mutter or aser. It depends on the situation. What do you mean? The country? Okay, which country do you live in? Siberia? No, it doesn't even depend on living in Siberia. It depends on today's temperature in Siberia. If today is not a very cold day, so you should not tell a guy to turn on the heat. Now, he then quotes...
like a country, like a distance. Like, it depends on...
We will get there to your svara on the bottom of the page. We're not at that svara yet either. Based on this, what we have built until now is the fact that I'm just putting everything in a structure. Mikra hadin, it's mutter. Minhag is that it's aser in some places, mutter in other places. How do you figure out which minhag you are? The Rishonim say it depends on where you live. They clarify and say it's not just depending on where you live geographically, but what the actual coldness is, level of cold is that specific Shabbos. How do we paskin? Says the Shulchan Aruch in source number 9. Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Ayin Vav Hey, Ba'aratzos Hakaros. Oh my gosh. The Shulchan Aruch is going straight with this Rabbeinu Yerucham that it depends on where you live. Mutil le'enu Yehudi, la'asos medura. Look what he says. Bishvil haktanim. You're allowed to ask a guy to warm up the heat, to turn on stuff for the ktanim. Why ktanim? Because there's a halacha that you're allowed to tell a guy to take care of it. Tzorach of a katan, because all ktanim are considered cholim for their needs. Every katan is considered a cholim for his needs. Fine. And once they turn, they lit the furnace for the ketanim. Then the other people could warm up with it. Then he adds in the second line, says the Shulchan Aruch, "Va'afilu bishvil hagadolim mutter," and it would be permitted to turn on the flames for the furnace, the boiler, the heater for gadolim im hakor gadol, if it's in very, very cold. Why? Then he cites the svara shakol cholim eitz hakor. Look at this last. Line is very, very important to think about next time people make a comment to you. V'lo ka'osam shenogim heter afal pi she'en hakor gadol bayom hahu. And not like those people who just say, "Ah, it's mutter. It's cold." If it's not very cold on that specific day, it is not permitted to turn on the heat. This is halacha. This is lemaisa. This is how halacha is paskind. So halacha lemaisa. When you go home, and it's going to be cold in your house. And we didn't have heat last week. Our furnace broke. So it was a very cold day outside. It was a very cold day outside, and we have the temperature set to 70, and it was down to 58. I don't think 58 is enough to... Kids, let's put kids aside. Kids aside. I don't think 58 is enough, even if it would be 50. I don't think 50 is... You saw the word istinus here in the Shulchan Aruch?
No,
I didn't. Are you a chola? You're right. We did see the Mordechai. The Hagos Mordechai said that svara. That's not what the Shulchan Aruch paskin, right? You didn't see the word istinus in the Shulchan Aruch. I didn't either. Shulchan Aruch would, I believe, say that if your house is at 55 degrees, that's not kor gadol. Remember, kor gadol, you have to think the terms that they're thinking. Kor gadol on a day that's kor gadol, you know, it's not comfortable. You have to put on an extra sweatshirt and you have to have two blankets. Yossi, did you ever go camping? Okay, you should go camping. You should go camping. Chaim will like it.
It depends upon the individual, not on the group, right? Let's say there's one individual who can't take the heat.
What does it mean they can't take the cold?
Some people like that. Sensitive.
Very, very sensitive. So tell them to put on a sweater just because it has to be 70 and not 67. I agree. I like it at 70 and not 67. But those 3 degrees is not what the Shulchan Aruch says. Arotzos, Hakoros. I don't think 50 is Kor Gadol. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. What are you talking about? How can you say 50 degrees? It's 20 degrees above freezing.
Where do you go from the realm of normal person to Isidus?
So the word istinus wasn't mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. It didn't make its way in. All I know is that the Shulchan Aruch finishes off saying, and don't just say that, oh, it's cold, right?
50 inside is different than 50 outside. When we're going outside, we're walking from point A to point B, we have a coat, and we're there, living in a house.
I agree.
I agree.
I just don't think that's Kor Gadol. In the olden days, I think, which is what they were living with, they had heat when they had heaters. And the question is, when there's no heat on, then what was their house when there's no heat on? Yeah, Beis Yosef is quoting Ashkenazi poskim. All right, and Tzfas it does get cold at night. Anyway, I understand. I'm sensitive to your sensitivities, Rav Osai. And you have something. You have the Levush. Let's go to the Levush right now. Let's go to the Levush, yes. Source number 11.
No.
Says the Levush on the Shulchan Aruch, on this Shulchan Aruch that we just learned, comes the Levush and says, you know what? The Beis Yosef, he's very machmir. Maybe we're Ashkenazim, we could be a little bit more mekel, we don't have to be so frum. Nogim achshav lahachim batei choref, hafilu kishein hakor gadol kol kach. People turn on, I don't know, just I look around and I see a lot of people in my shul turn on the heat, ask the guy to turn on the heat, even when it's not so cold. V'noagin od lahakil hafilu shemitzuvim mitzavim lahem. They mamish tell the guy directly without remazin, they mamish tell the guy, turn on the fire. And you know what? Velora isei me'olam. I never saw me rabbanon kshishi from the elder rabbanon shemochim biyadam. I never saw Rav get up at the podium, get up on the bima, give a clap, and say, "Rav, you say we have to do tshuva. We'd be violating Amir Lenachri, telling the guy to turn on our fires."
They know what's good for them.
How come? You see that that's not how it worked. Ve'efsher. Perhaps, and this, my friends, is the sar that you're all insinuating and leading towards. Ve'efshar mishum, perhaps, that's a big perhaps. Perhaps shehakol murgalin bo. V'lo nasu l'sheves bekar. We're not accustomed to sitting in cold. You know, 50 degrees inside, Rabbi Friedman, inside, it's hard, right? Going outside from here to there, I could deal, but sitting inside, that's not how we do it around here. Certainly for Los Angelinos among us. And even a little bit of kov, afilu ma'at kariros mitzar luhu ma'od. Listen to the next 5 words, Rabbi Osai, the million-dollar words. V'heim cholam etzlam epnei hahergel.
Yes, I was
going to
say something similar.
Why are we cholim? We're cholim because we're accustomed. We're so mefunakim. We're such mefunakim. That makes us a cholim. I don't know if it's literally cholim or at least psychologically cholim. And therefore, look what he says. Bottom line, when we started the sugya, when I started trying to set up the sugya for you 15 minutes ago, what did we say was me'ikr hadin? We said me'ikr hadin, it's mutter. It's just the minhag is to asr, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch paskin to be machmir when it's not very cold. Says Levush, you know why those rabbanim didn't say anything? With this svara of, we're all cholim, maybe, sort of, because we're used to it, that makes us a cholim. He says, anyway, they were me'ikr because me'ikr hadin, it is mutter. Lachen mekil v'somchen al divrei Rabbeinu Yisrael. That Rabbeinu Yisrael that we learned at the very beginning of the shir said that me'ikr hadin it's mutter. So since me'ikr hadin it's mutter, the minhag is not to allow it. But if people are doing it, the rabbanim kept their mouths shut. So what does that mean? What's the halacha? The halacha is that if your next door neighbor does it, you shouldn't say anything. Right? That's not what the Levush says. The Levush says, what? He says what people do. He's wondering, why don't they do what the Shulchan Aruch does? Okay, so if you want to just look at the Mishnah Berurah, just so we don't, bite each other. You can look at Mishnah Berurah on page number 2, in source 10. In Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Dalet. Mishnah Berurah says, if people do turn on tell the guy to turn on the heat, even if it's not so cold out, you shouldn't be malcha mutash yishogim v'ayim azidin. And therefore concludes the Mishnah Berurah in Sursana in Memhei. Fine, you shouldn't do it. Fine. He doesn't quote the Levush. The Mishnah Berurah does not quote the Levush. He leaves it as a mutashi shogun value mazid, and that's how he probably understands the Levush, that there are people who do it.
He says, Beis Yosef, based on what's on tap.
Right, exactly, quoting the Beis Yosef. Okay, that's the end of the first half of the shir. Should we stop here, or should we talk about air conditioning? We could do another 10, 12 minutes to get to air conditioning? Or should we do that for another week? Okay, let's do air conditioning. We'll have another 15 minutes to do air conditioning. Okay, so we finished off saying that me'ikr hadin, it's mutter. The halacha l'maisa is that it depends on if it's a cold place or not a cold place. The minhag seems to be that people are makel in it. Maybe it's okay, maybe it's not okay, but many people are makel. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. Better not to. Ketanim, correct. If you have kids in your house, Yosela, if you have kids in your house, ketanim, then you have the did of mitztar. And then anyway, if it's a tzorach of a katan, that's a different story. Yes.
We could also see the pie also of the person that's also zakein.
Yes. A zakein. A zakein. That was right. That's not the Shulchan Aruch talking. That's the Gemara talking about a case of Tevila on Yom Kippur. But Zakein, if he has a din of a chola, or if you're worried about something that he might actually develop something. Again, it's not. You have to find the fine line between uncomfortable and it's dangerous. Do what you have to do. You could light a fire yourself if it's a situation of hypothermia. Yeah.
Is the Mishnah Berurah not worried about istinus, or he's saying, well, in the situation, in case of istinus, then
he doesn't. Sure he doesn't talk about istinus. Maybe he'd say, look in the the base.
Error, then for sure it's more making.
I mean, he doesn't talk about it. I'd assume he'd leave it to the Rishonim. The Rishonim mentioned that some of the Rishonim mentioned it as a svar lahaka for an istinus. Again, it was, I don't know if all the Rishonim agreed to that. Whether the Hagos Mardachai used that svar to be making for an istinus.
And istinus are going to base on people's reaction.
Could be. That's certainly the svar of the Levush. The Levush's svar was that we're cholim etzel hahergel. The cholim etzel kor mishum hergel. Okay, we finished.
Is anyone allowed to tell the Nahari to turn it on? Or has to be the person who's actually cold?
Excellent question.
And if we go on,
whether it's mutter, it should be mutter.
I understand what I'm saying, but Both of us are cold.
So, I don't think it makes a difference. If I happen to be wearing, I have a North Face, you know, what's that, that really good jacket. Canada Goose, right? I don't have a Canada Goose, really? It's like the one. Canadian Goose. It's really good. They're very expensive jackets, and in Canada they all wear them. Really expensive jackets, and you're walking around with a Canada Goose jacket, you're going to be warm. So you're allowed to tell. You're allowed to tell the guy, my wife, my husband, my son, my friend who's with us for Shabbos doesn't have a Canada Goose. They're freezing. Turn on the fire. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So both sides, let's begin the sugya of air conditioning. What the question is, as I wrote out for all of us to see, is if we assume hakol cholim eitzel hakor, could we extend that to hakol cholim eitzel hachom? So let's see the svara yes and the svara no. The story that might come to mind is a wonderful story that appears in the Medrash Rabbah. It also appears in the Yerushalmi. It also appears in Tosos in at least two places. One of them is Bava Basra in source number 12. Tosos Bava Basra Kuf Mem Dalet. It tells the story of Antoninus and Rebbe. We know that Antoninus was the Roman Caesar. Rebbe was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, and they had a fine dialogue and relationship. They're both the wealthiest people around. And there was a conversation once, as they were departing one for the other, Antoninus asked Rebbe for a bracha. V'yushalmi omarsh Antoninus omar leilu Rebbe, tzali olai, daven for me, give me a bracha. So what did Rebbe respond in source number 12, second line? Omar le, yihi rava, let it be, yihi ratzon, tishtazev, you should be saved, min tzinasi, you should be saved from the cold. That's nice bracha, you should always be warm. Omar le, Antoninus the Caesar responded, Dots lusa bitmiya. That's a prayer for me. That's a benediction you're offering for me on my behalf. Yatir chad kasu. Put on an extra layer. Vitzinasa azla. Right. Your son, your daughter complains. It's cold. Abbas, what do you say? Put on a sweater. Amar lei. Okay. So Rebbe responded in the last line, source number 12. You should be saved from the heat. Responds the Roman Caesar, Amalei, Ha Vaday Tzlusa. That must be that's a beautiful prayer. Thank you for that wonderful blessing, dear Rabbi. And look at what Antoninus concludes his thanks with. Concludes Antoninus with the following appreciation. Dichsiv, says Antoninus, Ve'en istar mechamaso. Just pointing that out. Yes, just pointing that out. Dichsiv, Ve'en istar mechamaso. There's no one could be hid. No, there's no hiding from his heat, from Hashem, from the beating down sun. So there's no way to save yourself from heat. So what do you see? Antoninus is saying that the heat is something you can't escape. And if you give me a bracha to not be hot, that's a real bracha you can't get. I mean, nowadays we call it air conditioning, but they didn't have air conditioning then. That's on one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is a Tosvos in Ksuvis. After telling that story that I mentioned from, we just read in Tosafot Bava Basra, Tosafot and Ksuvis says something else. Tosafot and Ksuvis says, you know what? If you really want to escape the heat, you know what you could do? Avalim Rotza, look at the second line of source number 13. Avalim Rotza, Leisha Viveso, if you're traveling, you're right, there's nothing to do. But if you're not traveling, you could sit in your house, go down to the base, Yachli Zoshiyesha Bibayas Shalavonim, go to some marble building, go down to the basement, and you will be able to stay cold.
Find a cool place.
Find a cool place. So in other words, what's the big deal? If you're hot, you tell your daughter to put on a sweater. I'm sorry, if your daughter's cold, you tell her to put on a sweater. Well, if your daughter's too hot, you tell her, go down to the basement. So that's the question. Which one should we follow? Really, either of them are, you know, would indicate maybe you can escape, maybe you can't escape the cold. You can escape, you can't escape the heat. Let's look through, let's learn together. I have two tshuvas here, the Michas Yitzchak and the Mishnah Halacha. So the Mishnah Yitzchak is, Michas Yitzchak, I'm sorry, is Yitzchak Weiss, Dayan Weiss's, right? Dayan Weiss's brother, right? One second. Michas Yitzchak from England, originally from England. I'm sorry, I'm getting confused. Michas Yitzchak originally think from England, and then made Aliyah, became the Ravid of the Badats, The Gavid? Ravid, Avid, something. No, he's Mechasis. Okay. She'ela. Im mutter lo malinachri, liftach es ha air condition, b'Shabbos, when it's very hot. So on one hand, what did we saw? We saw he quotes Tosis that we just said from the story with Yerushalmi that, hey, you can never escape the heat. On the other hand, we have the other Tosis that says that you could escape heat going into the basement. So is that svar that, hey, you could just go into the basement, is that a reason to say, don't turn on the air conditioning, go to the basement? So he has a few svaras lahakel. In Aleph, he says, there's no such thing as saying, oh, it's not a tzorech to turn on the air conditioning because you could just go somewhere else. But I don't want to be in the basement. I don't like the basement. The basement is spooky. I'm scared of ghosts. So is that a good svara? Says the Minchas Yitzchak, like he quotes the Magen Avraham, which we don't have to go into now, it's a different topic. Kevan Shu wrote, Ze Becheder Ze Davka, if you want to be upstairs in your bedroom or in the living room, Lo Chashav Efsha, it's not considered, oh, you could just go to the basement. That's one svara. Secondly, source number two. Even if you want to argue that this halacha that we saw, the chiddush of the Sefer HaTrumah that we saw earlier, hakol cholam etzel hakor, right? You could get pneumonia, you could die from pneumonia. People die from pneumonia. Before modern medicine, 50% of the people who got pneumonia died. Or something like that, correct?
People too.
People still die from pneumonia, bronchitis. These are deadly things. The flu, these are deadly things. Hakol cholam. But could you say that by heat? No, you can't say that by heat. I mean, that's not true, because there's something called heat exhaustion and heat stroke and, okay, dehydration, of course. But at least the concept of hakol cholam etzel hakor, even if you don't say that applies to heat, look what he says in the source in number bays. Lefachot he-mitzta'arim, even if you say they're not a chol, there's still at least a din of mitzta'er. We could all attest to that. On a hot day, you're sitting at the dining room table trying to lead a Shabbos meal and you're schwitzing, the air conditioner is off. You're mitzvah. So if you're mitzvah, yesh lahatem yila akum mishum tzair lo gazra banan. Finally, look at this winner svara that you're all gonna love. On page number four, the second paragraph, the top underlined line. You remember we had the levush, this very lenient levush who said the minaga olam is that we're so accustomed to the perfect temperature. Therefore, the minagiza olam is to tell the guy to light the fires, even though it's not so cold. Mm-hmm. According to that logic, that again, the levush didn't pask in this way, Yosele, the levush was just miyashu the minag olam. Kaven da achu lo nisla sheves bakar, machzahergo, everyone's considered cholim. He says, you know what, we could apply that same rationale. If nowadays we're all accustomed to sitting in comfortable temperature, temperate climate, and not in schwitzy, hot, humid temperatures, we can use that same svara that we're not accustomed to, and since we're not accustomed to it, we're vaiter, considered like cholim etzel ha hachom because of that svara of the levush. Avshamilis is a different world. Hold on, please. There is an egrus moshan in source number 16. I don't know if that's what you're referring to. And then finally, the Minchas Yitzchak comes out with another tzad lahakel. So this is like his third svar lahakel. He says, wait a second. What malach are you doing when you're turning on an air conditioner? When you turn on the boiler, when you adjust the heat, that's turning on a fire. Your mamash, when you change the heat on your temperature gauge, that's how you turn on a fire. That's turning on a fire. So this is derives nothing to talk of. But when you turn on an air conditioner, what malach are you violating? What? Electricity. Electricity is asur mida? Gigantic question. In this tshuva, there might be another tshuva where he says otherwise. In this tshuva, the Minchas Yitzchak assumes that electricity should only be an asur mida rabbana. Oh, wait a second. Amir l'nachri is a shvus. To do what? To turn on electricity is a shvus. The shvus. B'makom tsar. Shvus to shvus. B'makom tsar. Should be mutar anyway. Now you don't have that. You never had that svara by fire, but by during the winter, because turning on fire is an issur d'oraisa. But at least by an air conditioner, and therefore he comes at halacha l'maisa. If you are very hot, it is mutter to ask a guy directly, please turn on the air conditioner for me.
Today is
I don't know if that's correct, because you're saying even though right now I'm touching an electrical thing, but that
same
sets
same
into motion.
Same exact temperature, same thermostat. I'm flipping one way into heat. It's only flicking on the thing that's
going to
cause it on.
Yeah, so that's going into, if I flick a switch and that causes something to happen, a malacha to happen down the line, is that all traced back to my action?
Well,
is, what? No, but what happens at the end of the process with an air conditioner? And it's a drabanan. What happens at the end of the process with the heat?
What's it, at the very end?
Yeah, it's like a grubber to it.
There's something going on at the end. When you turn on the air conditioner, at the end of the day,
yeah,
the process is working. It's heating up things. It's cooling things.
It's heating up things?
There's a lot of activity going on.
Activity is not asa daraisa.
No, I mean, there's real malacha.
What malacha? Tell me. Name it.
Fire region, unless you want to say...
Lighting a fire is called havara. That's one of the 39.
I don't think I see a fire. It's all electronic and... Four feet, for example.
There's
no fire.
There's a fire.
There's a fire in the fire in the basement. Of course there's a fire.
And
the air conditioner doesn't have a fire.
Sparks flying and things are happening.
Okay, so first of all, there are no sparks flying anymore.
Second,
see an electrician. Second of all, Yosle, the post-kim have an arichas gedola what the din about sparks are. No. You're saying sparks are flying. Are sparks a violation of Havara? Gigantic literature in the Achron. But electricity in normal, healthy working conditions should not cause fires. If they do, you have to deal with it. Okay. I want to finish off just with a Reb Moshe. We just came out with the Mishnah, the Minchas Yitzchak, and the Mishnah Alach, which is Menashe Klein, the Ungvar Rav, is that how you call it? Ungvar Rav. So Menashe Klein also comes out, same as the Minchas Yitzchak, same svar, basically very similar tshuva, that they both hold that it's mutter when it's very hot and there's tsar. Again, I don't know if it's just that you're uncomfortable, that you're not at your most level, at your most comfortable degree, but if you're uncomfortable, it's mutter lechatchila to go ahead and to ask the guy to turn on the air conditioner for any of these various svaras we just mentioned. But let's pause here for a minute. Let's say we don't have all the kulas that we just issued. We're not going to consider anybody at Sa'ar. We're not going to consider anybody achola from the heat. We're not the most bit Sa'ar. The Igros Moshe, maybe it's because he wrote this tshuva. I should have checked the date when he wrote this tshuva. The Igros Moshe here says it black on white. Question is, on a very hot day, could you have a guy turn on the air conditioner? The Igros Moshe says, wait a second, I'm not getting into Amiyol and Achri. There's a totally different issue. Hana'a from the Maisa of an Achri. In other words, if the lights are off, this is something that we did learn in the past few weeks, if the light is off, you cannot ask a guy to, even if there's a... You're not even allowed to be merames a guy to turn on the light. And if the guy would turn on the light, you wouldn't even be allowed to read in that room. You'd have to leave your book closed. You're not allowed to be nana. So wait a second. What is it considered turning on air conditioning? If you have air conditioning on and you ask the guy to raise it, no problem. Because there's a little bit. We saw just like with light. If there's a little bit of light in a room, you could... And it's mutter, and a guy turns on light, more light, you could be nana from that, from the Tosefis Ora. But if there's zero light, you can't be nana. What happens if there's a little air conditioning? You could ask him to raise the air conditioner. However, says Reb Moshe, an important chiddush that you have to deal with, if you have no air conditioning on, is he giving you something that you never had before?
Let's go back to the beginning of our entire discussion with Kor also.
Yeah, this could be, except that's in the first Shahalach and Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, equally. If there was not cold outside, and you would turn on, I'm saying the Rishon that we had on this page. Look at the bottom page one. That goes Mordechai mentions this point. I didn't focus on it, but if there's no heta to turn on the cold, if there's no heta to turn on the heat because it's not so cold. You're not supposed to go over to the furnace to warm yourself up by it. You're not allowed to be nana from it. Says Reb Moshe, if you have a room that's not air conditioned, and he's turning on an air conditioner for you, It's not like, oh, I could have sat in this room anyway. No, he's giving you something called air conditioning. And therefore, he's giving you something that you didn't have before. And therefore, forget Amir al-Nachru, whether you were allowed to tell him or not tell him. Even if you didn't ask him, he did it on his own, says Ramosha, you're not allowed to get benefit from that. Look at the underlined line. Pashut ubarra. I underlined it for you in case it wasn't clear enough. Pashut ubarra she'asr. And he says, you know what this is like? Getting the air conditioning is exactly like a guy cooking a meal for you. He's handing you something that you didn't have. Because the hana'ah that we're talking of is the hana'ah of feeling temperate. You didn't have feeling temperate beforehand. And therefore, him making you feel temperate, he's giving you hana'ah on a silver platter, and therefore it would be prohibited for you to get even benefit, even if you would turn it on. Let's say you couldn't sit you couldn't sit in your dining room, you're eating in the kitchen, because the kitchen is a little cooler, the dining room is too hot. You know what? He turned on the air conditioner. He didn't even ask, she didn't even ask you, in your dining room. You know what? You're not allowed to eat lunch in your dining room. You have to stay in the kitchen where you were before, and have your Shabbos lunch in the kitchen, because you're not allowed to get benefits, says Rav Moshe. So now, what is he assuming? Is he assuming that you're not, it's pretty clear, he's assuming, if there's a heter of Amir al-Nachri, if Amir al-Nachri is mutter, for the reasons that we've outlined for the 40 minutes until this point, then you should be able to be Nana as well. He's obviously assuming that you're not allowed to turn on an air conditioner. Against the Minchas Yitzchak, against the Mishnah Halachas, it seems, which is very troubling. I think...
Is he saying that it's derisive when they lie? Because we said before that she might be on the Kirbana. Maybe Nana from Kirbana.
It is not clear what Shitas Rav Moshe Feinstein is about electricity. That's not a clear. It's not clear anywhere.
General.
There are diukim and various tshuvas. No, that's even by the rabbis.
He also uses a clock. So
it comes out.
Well, centrally, you leave your house.
No, we're not saying that you have to leave your house. But we're saying you can't, that's a different story. Do you have to leave your house when they turn on the lights? Do you have to leave your house if they turn on the heat? Do you have to leave your house if the central air was turned on? So the poskim, in most cases, say you don't have to leave the house. Unless you told him to do it. If you told him, be'isser, to turn on lights, then you might have to. But if he did it on your own, you don't have to. So Rabosai, halacha l'maisa, I think the olam is no hig to be making when it comes to air conditioning, at least if you're not comfortable. If you just want to be a little bit more comfortable, I don't know if that's okay. But if you're not comfortable, then we can be mekel. As far as heat is concerned, the minig is also that that's the minig that the Levush says, the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to really be cold for real. You have to be mashpitz, you have to be bitzar. What? No, we did not mention the word remez today. The word remez was not mentioned today. If you're allowed to say it, you're allowed to do it without any remez.
Why did the
remez would only be needed?
To be back for a minute. When we talk about